This comes as many on the left and members in the media are finally starting to admit that sexual misconduct allegations against President Bill Clinton were dismissed and downplayed, and that Clinton's accusers were widely attacked and discredited. Look at a couple of these headlines. Vox: Bill Clinton should have resigned. What he did to Monica Lewinsky was wrong, and he should have paid the price. From the New York Times: What about Bill? Sexual misconduct debate revives questions about Clinton. And from the Atlantic: Bill Clinton, a reckoning. Feminists saved the 42nd president of the United States in the 1990s. They were on the wrong side of history. Is it finally time to make things right? This is a major change from what we've seen as recently as the 2016 campaign. Look at how the media attacked Clinton's accusers back then.
A trio of women who say Bill Clinton made unwanted sexual advances in the 80s and 90s. Mr. Clinton denies it. Two of the cases were plagued by factual discrepancies.
When it was Bill Clinton's problem, almost in the moment, Republicans tried to make it an issue, and it didn't work. So why is it going to work 20 years later with his wife? I just don't see it.
And the issue of Bill Clinton's past is that fair game? And
it would be if he were running for president, but he isn't. Hillary Clinton is running for president.
I would like to apologize to those tramps that have slept with my husband. Maybe she could have said that.